This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Remember about the therapy thing? You need to go into therapy for anger management.
Yeah.
You do.
Sports anger management.
Yeah. Because sports anger. You are like way too involved.
There's a flip that gets switched. There was a pregnant woman that went after me like last year.
What?
Yeah. A pregnant woman. She was a Blues fan. Go figure. And I was talking some trash to her husband, and she stood up for her husband. And then Bree was like, no, don't you hit him.
Do you realize a pregnant woman looked at you and figured she could take you?
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know she was pregnant. Brandon. I was like, oh, man, she is.
I like the fact that a pregnant woman stood up and thought she could take you.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Well, here we go. The BJ Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. It is free, and we are live all over America, and you'll get the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. Welcome to a Friday broadcast. Man, it feels like it's been just a tough week. Everything's been tough this week.
It really has. It feels especially crazy, obviously yesterday and the last couple days, but man.
It's exhausting.
I'm so glad it's Friday.
I am happy the weekend is here. By the way, that voice is Carson. Where's Jamie? Have you heard from Jamie yet?
I don't have a text message, I don't think.
Yeah. Maybe she's stuck downstairs.
I hope not.
Who knows? Who knows what's going on? Yeah, it's going to be a busy weekend, though. There's a lot of things going on this weekend. I was checking out some of these schedules. You know, they give you those things to do for the weekend.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Oktoberfest out there.
Oh, yeah, a ton.
You've got Vail. You got Breckenridge. They're doing a big Oktoberfest. Louisville, I'm sure they have a good one, too. That's going on this weekend. Weather for the weekend, not too bad. Got a little rain today, rain tomorrow. Then Sunday, it all clears out of here. A little front comes through. That's about it. Good morning, Jamie.
Hey.
We were looking for you.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. Well,
I'm searching. I'm right here. Right here. Man, I will tell you what. I woke up at 3 and I did some stuff and then I was like, okay, this is too early. And so I put my head down.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's the last I remember.
Big mistake.
Mm. Big. Huge, yeah. Gigantic.
Don't you hate, though, when you wake up like an hour before you're supposed to get up?
Oh, yes.
It sucks.
It does suck.
It happens to me all the time. I usually wake up about 30 minutes before my alarm's going to go off.
Yeah, I know.
And I cuss.
I know.
Oh, I wake up. I wake up the neighbors, everybody.
Well, I always say, like, Alexa, what time is it? And then she'll tell me. She was like, it's 3 a.m. I'm like, and then Alexa and I have a very strange relationship.
You do. I'm just going to mention that.
Yeah.
When you said Alexa, it's like, I need to get Alexa. I need another woman in my life.
Yeah. She and I. And then here's the other thing that I say, like, and I don't know if you do this either. It's like, when Alexa goes off, right, as my alarm, I'm like, Alexa, off! Alexa, off! And I right now I have my windows open, yeah. And I'm sure because so silent, and I live in the woods, you know, yeah. The neighbors, and it carries over. I'm sure that they hear at like 4 a.m.
Alexa, off! Alexa, off!
There she is yelling at her machine again.
I know. Just shut the windows, lady.
It waffles through the woods.
It does.
Into the neighbor's windows.
It really does. I feel bad about that.
You got plans for the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, like there's so much going on.
That's right. The wedding thing.
We booked it. Everything's booked.
Oh, you're done.
Wow.
The Vegas trip, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, so good.
I think I've lost my casino host.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Yeah. Too much work?
I've been a lot. Been a lot.
So when you say it's booked, the airlines are booked,
hotels booked.
Now, the agenda, once you get there, yeah, that's kind of wide open. It's
Vegas.
Well,
I did, because Kylie's in charge of that, I did tell her, I said, listen, I have a gambling addiction, so I need a lot of things booked.
Right.
Because otherwise, I'm going to be, like, my kid's going to have to come back home.
No kidding, because you're going to lose your shirt. Yeah. Not only that, your casino host has already warned you, you got to gamble.
I do have to gamble.
Now, if they put that pressure on you, that means you got to empty your bank account.
Exactly.
That's what they're expecting.
Yeah,
because
he goes,
they're expecting you to drop a wad.
He goes, you haven't been here in a while. And I was like, yeah, it's been a year. And he's like, all right, well, I guess I'll go ahead and give you this suite, but
you need
to gamble.
See, now, the casino host, if you don't know how it works, this guy, now he's kind of on the hook a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? He's going to give free room at the Wynn. Man, that's cool, right?
Right.
You got the suite. All the suite. But let me tell you something. You better be down at the tables.
Gotcha.
You better be at the ATM machine. Yeah. You better be standing in line at ATM at 12 midnight when you can draw out some more money.
Did I ever tell you what Okie Dokie did, which is so unbelievable? So
you know what I'm talking about.
I know.
The midnight crew?
Yeah. Yes, waiting for the ATM to flip over.
It's so funny.
Because you can only draw $200.
Well, it's so funny because any casino you go into in Vegas at midnight, go to an ATM machine. You'll see a line.
Yeah, you will.
It's so sad.
Because $200, it comes available again at midnight, right? Yeah.
I've done it many times.
And we all have, right?
What Okie Dokie do?
So he knew my casino host, right?
Yeah.
Because they had met because we'd gone to the Wynn so much and all that stuff. And this was years ago. So
I can already tell this is a really bad move. A guy like that,
right?
Knowing your casino host.
Exactly. So then I gave it over to him to always book our so it felt like he was more manly, you know?
Yeah, give him a responsibility.
Yeah, exactly. Like he's kind of paying for it, even though it's not, you know, it's comped.
If he calls up and he does the legwork, it's like he's paying for it, even though he didn't pay a dime.
Exactly.
It's a free ride.
So one time I get a text from this random person and they're like, hey, I just want to thank you for the amazing room and we enjoyed the pool and he took some chick on my points.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait a minute. So you heard back from the casino?
No. I got a random text from a girl.
From a girl.
And she thanked me. She thanked me for the room and that they loved the pool. And so then I called OK Wells, who is my casino's. She's since passed away. But I was like, hey, was Okie Dokie in Vegas? And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were with him. He said that you were coming. And I was like, no, he brought a different girl. And she's like, I think that's almost illegal.
Wow.
Vegas memories, man.
Yeah, right?
Vegas memories.
What a bold thing to do.
City of love.
Wow. But isn't that a bold thing to do is use my casino host?
It's a-hole.
Yeah.
What do you mean bold? It's an a-hole move.
You give zero Fs.
Exactly.
At that point.
It's terrible.
Oh, my God.
Now, if you want to go out on the side and take a girl and we were on the outs or whatever, okay, that's on you. But you don't use my point.
Exactly.
You schmuck. Oh, man, what a way to start a Friday. I love it. I love it. All right, we'll take a quick break. BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the air. We have Halsey tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:30 this morning, 7:30 to win Halsey.
BJ and Jamie.
Halsey, 7:30 for your chance to win. She'll be here in November, going to be at Fillmore. Should be a great show, right?
Yeah,
Should
be going to be a really good show.
Good. I asked you a few minutes ago about your weekend plans. I've got a pretty action-packed weekend.
You got a jacked-up weekend. I don't even know.
I've got a pretty action-packed weekend coming up, man.
Where no one wants you.
My kid, I talked
this
about this
so
yesterday.
This is so weird, you guys.
This wedding, there's a wedding taking place, and it's my son's best friend getting wedding. In fact, my
getting
son,
wedding?
Getting wedding. Yeah.
Getting married.
Getting married. Sorry, I'm confused. And they've been best friends since middle school, okay? But he's getting married. My son is the best man. I don't think they want me there. I swear. I had to ask my way to get an invite to the wedding.
Right.
Once I got an invite to the wedding, I was told there's no table or no plate at the table for you.
For the reception.
So I can't stay for the dinner because it's limited, I guess. And even, then yesterday.
Even though you paid for the bachelor party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The bachelor party, which was a month ago.
Right.
Flew my kid in here.
Yeah.
Got a place up in Granby.
For all the boys.
For the boys. Yeah. They didn't have to do anything. I took care of all of it for them. But now the wedding, it's here. It's for later on today. And yesterday, it's like they don't want me to go to the wedding now. And I'm getting frustrated with them.
Well, I have proof they don't, but go ahead. Tell the story.
All right. So my son, I don't know what time the wedding is. The first time we talked about it, a month ago, this whole, the bachelor party and everything, it was at 2:30 in the afternoon. I specifically remember that because I had a little bit of a issue getting Frog from school. He gets out at 3 o'clock. So I knew 2:30 was in my head. So yesterday, I ask, and he says, well, Dad, it's hard to say because it's kind of floating around a little bit now, the time of the wedding. Who floats a wedding tie?
Exactly.
Nobody floats a wedding tie.
No, there's always a hard start, man.
Yes, yeah. It's a hard start.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, dude, do me a favor. Will you find out what time the wedding starts, please, and text me?
Okay, and so how much time between you said that and that he texted?
An hour.
Oh, okay. All right.
Maybe.
Well, then I don't have proof.
Maybe.
Because I thought he immediately texted you it's 5 p.m. And I was like, oh, he knew all along. He knew all along what time it was.
Okay. No, it was 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Yeah. 20 minutes. Now that I look at it. Okay. I forgot.
All right. So he texts you back 20 minutes later. It's 5 p.m.
It's 5 p.m.
But they didn't give you an address.
No.
No.
No. Like, I'm supposed to know where this damn wedding is, right? So I write back. I go, dude, can I get a location?
Yeah.
I need to put it in my phone. I got a little GPS action here.
Right.
I don't know where the hell I'm going. So he texts back, blah, 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 so-and-so drive. That's it.
Maybe
nothing else.
Maybe.
No, see you there, Dad. What are we doing? Do I put together an envelope with a little card in it, a little cash for the wedding party?
But see, here's the thing.
I've thought of all this, Jamie.
Here's the thing. Because it's a small, intimate wedding with just the college bro bras and stuff, maybe they don't want a little kid there. You know?
Like, yeah. Maybe.
Are you taking,
or an old man.
Are you taking Frog?
No.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
No.
Frog's not even going.
That would make sense.
Yeah,
right?
Because I mean, we specifically in our wedding, Bree and I, we specifically said we don't want any kids there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I thought it was maybe that.
Not the case because originally, like I said, 2:30, he's in school, whatever. He was never going
to
begin
with. Does he know that you're not bringing a little kid?
Because
that might be the problem.
No, I've already told him I'm the only one.
Oh, well.
Okay.
None of this is adding up.
Then this is you.
It's really beginning to look a lot like Dad.
Yeah.
You know, because my wife can't go, and I told him that. She can't go because of the change.
Her.
She's got a doctor's appointment.
So it's not her. It's not the little kid. Uh-oh.
But there's no one else.
What did I do? Why would I be at this wedding? This is not like a, I don't know.
Well, it's. I'm going to go back to what I said yesterday, and I do believe this, because all your kids are Democrats, and they're all going to be there, and you're a Republican. I don't think they want to hear you.
I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, but
I'm just going to slide in, be in the audience.
They can't trust you.
Word.
They can't trust you.
Here's what I'm going
to
do.
Not to wear a MAGA hat.
I'm going to do better than that. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go over to Ranky Brothers. Uh-huh. I'm getting myself one of those floppy dinosaurs.
Yeah.
You know, that costume.
Yeah, the inflatable.
The inflatable dinosaur.
Just wear it.
I'm going to wear that to the wedding.
Yeah. I dare you.
That will teach them right there.
That's so weird. They really don't want you there, like at all.
Isn't it wild?
Yeah.
It's just bizarre to me. And I'll find
and it's
the truth.
And it's all your kids. They're all going to be there, right?
Lee won't be.
Oh, okay. No. But two.
Jared didn't grow up with these particular boys, but the
two,
other two will. The one from New York and Austin's from L.A.
Yeah.
But they'll both be there, yeah.
Wow.
Isn't it bizarre? These kids, I swear, kids, I swear. And there's no rift between me and Austin.
No,
Andrew.
I know. Yeah.
There's not.
You
there's something on the inside of the wedding, which maybe he's been told by them, don't bring your dad.
I was going to say, maybe it's the friend. Maybe it's the groom.
Maybe it is the friend.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The family on that side, the people getting married, have told Austin, don't bring your dad.
Yeah, we agree with that.
We don't want your dad here.
Yeah. My parents don't like him.
There could be something to that.
My parents don't like him. They never liked him. Okay. And said Austin's the guy in the middle that has to deliver it to dad. Dad, they're a little shaky on the start time.
He's trying
it's
everything.
It's kind of waffling.
Yeah. The start time's waffling. Then he didn't give you an address.
You better check that address. It may be a fake
and
one.
And then they already kicked you out of the reception.
So he's having a hard time telling his dad what the real truth is.
Right.
Dad, they don't want you
Why don't
here.
You just flat out ask him, do they not want me there?
Well, I'm going to do that at dinner tomorrow night.
All right.
Because I'm going to take the boys out tomorrow night.
I thought the wedding's tonight.
It is. I'm taking the boys out to
dinner. Before you go, I'm saying.
No, I'm not worried about it. I'll just show up. I'm not worried about it.
You should care. Like, maybe they don't want you there.
I don't care, Jamie. It doesn't matter to me if they want me there.
Well, it's not your wedding.
I don't care. My sons are going to be there. Okay. If my sons are there, I'm going. Okay. Right. So I'm not worried about that, but
maybe
I will find out.
This is part of the problem, your attitude.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm showing up.
I don't care.
I'm going.
Because you get so boastful about everything. Maybe that's part of the problem. I don't care. You think I care? It's my wedding.
I've got an invite now. I'm going. I'm going to show up.
Now it's they want you there.
Now it's a revenge attendant.
Just to stick it to him.
Take that, pal. All right, we'll get to tabloid trash coming up next. It's a Friday, man. I am so glad the weekend is here. I was telling Carson earlier, it's been a terrible week.
Yeah, it has been.
I mean, all the news stories and everything out there, it's been draining.
I can't figure out this radicalization of this 16-year-old kid. I can't figure that out. They won't say
anything. What do you mean?
Because they said he was radicalized by a group, the kid in Evergreen.
Right.
I don't. But they
brainwashed.
I understand what it means.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't understand what you can't figure out.
They won't give us any details about it.
Oh, what party has radicalized him?
Yeah. It's just really odd. A 16-year-old?
No, you're right about that. Yeah. Whatever it is, it's not good.
No, I know.
But I don't know what...
I mean, what group is around Evergreen that's doing that to 16-year-old kids?
It's probably online.
I don't know.
That's
it's
what I'm
bizarre.
Thinking. I'm thinking it's something online.
Very
That's
bizarre.
What I would think, too.
Yeah.
He spends time, maybe he's gaming or something like that, and fell into this group or something like that.
I don't know. On the out by the cabin, there's a cult out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's
Evergreen seems so nice.
I know, right? Doesn't it? Holy hell. Yeah.
Maybe the wedding I'm going to is a cult.
What?
Oh, man, you're just digging that hole, man.
They don't want an outsider in there.
The torpedo continues.
We'll be right back.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Ba-da-da. Wow, man, our perfect, perfect little molded man of a man. Huh? Tom Brady. He has a mouth on him.
He sure does.
What in the what?
I'm disappointed.
Are you?
Yeah, he's the goat.
Fox Sports analyst Tom Brady was a little loose with his language during a daytime television appearance to discuss football with some dude. He was on Fox's The Herd, quote unquote, on Thursday. And I guess he just started vomiting bad words. Here he is.
They're grading you. And now you go as a first-year quarterback. You barely know and now everyone's telling you suck, and it takes a while to regain your confidence. You lose your whole fan base. We're focused on a physical skill. Tom Brady, too weak, couldn't stand in the pocket. You know, if he gets hit, he's going to go down. You know, lacks a really strong arm. That was kind of bull. But what I really understood, the mental, emotional part, I could bring a consistent, competitive, winning attitude to the game every day, or to practice and the game.
I'll tell you what happened here.
What
Before
happened?
He went on the air, all that stuff he just said there, he doesn't believe it all. Before he went on the air, he got a picture of Giselle at that jiu-jitsu guy.
Is that what that was?
Yes, he went in there angry because she's probably taunting him with pictures.
Or maybe he thought he was like on Sirius XM or something and just didn't realize he wasn't allowed to cuss like that. I don't know.
I don't know where that was. Colin Cowherd. I don't know if it was on. I don't know what it was on.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wacky.
He just is like, blah, 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 right? Crazy. Taylor Swift is set to give evidence in legal battle between best friend Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. And she is not happy.
Do we have any idea what it is? Of course we don't.
No. I think it's about when she went over that night. Was she being brought over to intimidate Justin Baldoni? Because remember, she went over there and Blake was like, oh, my best friend's here. She just happened to show up. But was she really over there to intimidate Justin? Because remember, Blake's like, well, she likes it rewritten like this. So I think that's what it's about.
She must have something that could, weigh into the decision on this thing.
Let's see here. It can be revealed today. Newly filed court documents obtained by the Daily Mail show that the pop star, has been asked to take part in a deposition after the release of her new album next month. Earlier this year, judge ruled that Mr. Baldoni could have text messages between Swift and Lively that pertain to It Ends With Us. So they get to look at all their texts between each other. That's so invasive.
Yeah, and you know Taylor hates this.
Of course she does.
She's been dragged into this, and she hates it.
That's why she's not talking to him, and that's why her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, unfriended Ryan Reynolds, too. So they aren't even speaking. They used to be best friends. So she absolutely does hate it. I saw the second half of AKA Charlie Sheen.
Oh.
So good. Did you watch it?
I'm halfway through it, but man.
I know, right? It's so good. You guys got to watch it if you get a chance over the weekend. It's called AKA Charlie Sheen. It's on Netflix. It's really good. It is... I mean, when you define train wreck, I'm not even going to give away a lot of it, but it's... Oof.
I feel like he's lived five lives.
And it's like, well, I think I have the audio. It's like John Cryer says, and they just keep giving him more money and more jobs. And it's like, for what? For bad behavior? Here he is, number two.
Charlie Sheen is an icon of decadence. I mean, just say his name and everybody knows what that means. So everybody expects the Lothario guy, this guy who's got the quip handy, he could party all night, show up an hour late, breeze through makeup, saying hello to everybody, who's always going to be the cool guy in the room. But you start to realize, oh, okay, there's a lot going on there that he's covering. Charlie's actually this mass of fears. Once I understood that, I understood a lot more about Charlie. But he goes in and out of being able to have a healthy way of dealing with that, and then an incredibly destructive way of dealing with that, which is, the drugs and the partying.
It was really sad to see how, he was really best friends with the creator, not Lauren Michaels. What's the guy that created Two and a Half Men?
Want to say Tom?
No. I don't know. Anyway, y'all know who he is. It was sad because they were like best friends. And then he just, what's his name? Chuck Lorre.
Yeah, Chuck Lorre.
Thank you. Chuck Lorre and Tom. Oh my God, now you have Tom in my head.
No, sorry.
No, it's not your fault. Charlie Sheen were best friends. And to see the things that Charlie Sheen got out and said about Chuck Lorre, just trying to destroy him. And Chuck Lorre's like, what did I do? What's going on here, man? Like, stop.
Addiction, man.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. And then Denise Richards. You guys, I think Denise Richards is still in love with him.
Yeah.
Right?
Hands down.
Yeah. So here's what she had to say. Number three.
Sorry, you guys.
Oh, we just take it.
No, I don't care if they record. It's okay.
I think they should record. I know, but I think
they should. You're doing a docuseries. They should. It's fine. I don't care. Because it's true. If you're going to get the truth, get the truth. The truth is I feel like my life with Charlie is three stages. It's the time I met him and married him, then my divorce, and then the aftermath of it. You know, and I'm sorry to get so emotional about it because it was a lot and I've had to hold it together.
Poor thing. What was crazy is when he got his kids taken away, and then Denise Rich and Bob and the other little twin, they took Child Protective Services took the kids away, and there was nobody for the kids to go to. They're just little babies, and Denise Richards stepped in and took them for a year.
Mm-hmm.
For a year, she had them. What's going on with Brooke Hogan? Do you know?
No, she asked to be out of the will,
yeah.
And they pretty much took her out of the will.
All right, here it
Hulk
is.
Hulk Hogan's the one that took her out. Yeah.
Oh, well, it looks like stop for a second. Can you stop for a second? I thought she
requested to her dad, what I was told by a source.
Okay.
That she was asked her dad not to be a part of the will anymore. And he took her out.
Oh, he did.
And then all this is they finalized the fact that she's out of the will.
Oh.
So.
Gotcha. All right. Number one.
Yeah. Number one.
Well, it looks like Brooke Hogan is getting her wish, at least according to the documents that her brother Nick filed in their father's estate. And the will, according to these documents, shows that Brooke is not a beneficiary of Hulk's. She, a couple of years ago, went to Hulk and said, I don't want anything. She did not want to end up in a dispute over his money. I think she's going to be out of that dispute because the Nick Hogan filed these documents that state that his estate is worth $5 million.
And he gets it all, I guess, right?
I'm shocked. I'm shocked at that value. I would have guessed that Hulk Hogan is worth at least $60 to $80 million. Less than $5 million, they're saying.
Yeah.
That is shocking to me. As long as this guy was on top all over the world, this is not just the U.S., Germany, wherever you go, Hulk Hogan was an icon.
And his licensing deals alone, you would think, you know.
Unless he got completely ripped off, Jamie. Or what was the guy's name? McMahon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he ripped him off and had all the rights to it. Because you got to figure Hulk Hogan dolls all over the world, millions were sold.
Yeah, that's
and
weird.
For him to have less than $5 million at death?
That seems really shocking. Low. Really low. You know?
Yeah.
Crazy. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday. Yeah, the weekend is almost here.
Yay!
Although.
Don't do although. I was in the middle of celebration.
All right.
Forget it. You ruined it.
Although tonight was supposed to be bar bingo.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tonight was supposed to be bar bingo. It got canceled.
Kind of a
bunch of schmucks.
Yeah.
Got it canceled on us. Now us and 1,000 friends can't show up downtown, have a party, maybe dance around with her underwear on her head, all kinds of stuff.
I did see that Kielbasa Man Mike and his wife are going to see Benson Boone in Utah, Salt Lake City. So that's cool.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, what?
That's the trip.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's a coincidence. Maybe it's not the same.
Wow.
Maybe it's not the same.
No way.
I'm friends with his wife, and she's like, oh, we're so looking forward to going to Salt Lake City to see Benson Boone. I'm like, wait a minute.
That was our grand prize giveaway for tonight's bar bingo. So our boss is going to Utah?
Yeah.
Wow.
And by the way, he's the one that told us it is canceled.
Yeah.
This is all coming full circle.
Sure is.
Sure is. Yeah.
We've been bamboozled.
And what's really weird is his wife also posted that she just got $100 worth of groceries at King Supers. So that.
Jamie, stop. Jamie.
That's a dead giveaway.
Okay, all of this is a lie. All of it is a lie.
They already hate us here. Okay, we're all right. Folks, you have no idea. Right now, Jamie and I... These hallways are so cold toward us that her and I literally have to wear a parka from here to the elevators.
Yeah,
it is so frigid out there in the hallway.
I'm just
when
kidding.
We walk through.
She never posted anything about Benson Boone or anything like
You're
that.
You're not helping our situation.
I was going to lose it.
We can't hear back from anyone anymore.
I know.
They've got you and I on block right now.
I think it's funny that you told me that our general manager won't even text you back.
Oh, no. Nobody will talk to me anymore. Our boss comes in here and won't even look me in the eye.
Oh, my God. Well, that's because you're always like, oh, yeah, I got a lot to do. You know?
I'm demanding.
No, but you always like, okay, yeah, all right, I got to go.
Yeah, you never want to talk.
I know. So it's not him. He, like, wants to talk and be your friend. You're always like, I got to go. It's so embarrassing.
He always wants to talk about dumb stuff.
Well, oh, my God.
Man. I gotta leave.
What do you got to do? Go sit on your ass in a recliner?
Go look at some baguettes at the Safeway?
Yeah. I mean, no wonder you don't have any friends. You got to cultivate friendships.
But post time at Churchill Diocese, 11 o'clock in the morning. I got a race to watch.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
All right. Let me get serious.
Baguettes and keep Now, that's funny.
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
Oh, so yesterday... Yes. We were contacted by the Colorado Department of Wildlife, and I need to make this very serious, okay?
Yes, they want us to do public service announcements.
They said, BJ, Jamie, you guys are the number one rated show in town, okay? And right now, there's a very, very serious situation going on in our state, and we need your help. And I said, oh, sure. Hey, whatever, officer, you know, trolley, whatever you want.
Well, it's bulk month.
Bulk month, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's bulk
I had
month.
No idea until we talked to them yesterday.
Yeah,
did you?
It's bulk month. Well, yeah, it happens every year.
Yeah, I guess I forgot the timing and everything. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. So the Department of Wildlife reached out to us yesterday, and they said, you guys have got to get the word out that you never run from a bear.
Ever.
And I said, okay.
We've always known that, but my point has been for the last years of living with bears, how can you not run?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I know that they say get bigger. You're supposed to get bigger and growl at them or bang on something or, you know, woo, woo, woo.
Get on, Jamie.
Right, all that stuff. But to me, I see a gigantic bear. I'm sorry, but my instinct says run.
Yes, and that's exactly what happened in Boulder earlier in the week where the guy had his dog. He's out walking his dog. And he turned and ran. And that's what has sparked this concern from the wildlife people to get the word out. Because this guy, according to them, did everything wrong.
A man told CPW investigators he was walking his two dogs and they were on leashes. Then a sow, a mama bear with a cub nearby, went after him. The man told officers he tried to run away but tripped over his dog's leashes.
Oh, no.
That's when the bear scratched him across his back. He described the scratches as superficial.
When bears and dogs interact, it's normally kind of a negative confrontation because they could see each other as predators or threats. So a bear is going to become defensive at that point, both because of the presence of her cub and also because she's on the search for food.
CPW says they believe the bear was looking for food because of a trash can that had been tumbled onto its side. They say this is that time of year when the bears are looking to take in a lot of food as they prepare for winter.
Calories, man.
Yep.
The bears are hungry. They got to hibernate. And this guy did everything wrong. You don't turn and run, according to Officer Trolley. He says you don't turn and run. You face them head on and make some noise. And you got to be brave.
What is the bear's predator?
Mountain lion, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe
I don't
wolves.
Know.
Maybe wolves.
Maybe
anyway,
a wolf. I don't know.
My
don't
point
know.
Is, the reason why I bring it up is because...
Yeah, wolves, mountain lions.
Okay, is that what you're saying? All right, thank you. Because in my opinion, this is just my opinion, it is good to be a bear. I mean, think about that lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're like, you just kind of, everybody's scared of you, right? They're terrified of you.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can eat everybody's food, all their leftovers, all that you want, because they're not going to touch you. And you're like, And then you go to sleep for months at a time.
Never to wake up.
Never to wake. You're just like.
No, a bear doesn't have Alexa.
No. I mean, maybe it's just because I live my life kind of tired, but that sounds glorious.
Sure does.
Just fat and happy and sleeping.
You can even like open doors to houses and cars.
Yeah,
not exactly. A lot of animals can do that.
That is true. You can drive around in their cars.
You don't have to worry about your next supply of Ozempic.
Exactly.
You're a bear.
You are a bear.
And you know bears. And Officer Trolley said, make sure you play the song, BJ. And yeah. I said, I will. Because you know, if a bear starts chasing you, bears never give up.
Bears never give up.
Oh, here we go. Take this to heart, folks.
Bears never give up. Cause they want to make it hot.
Woo! Here we go.
Bears never cry.
No, they don't.
They just sit and wait in the dark. Bears never cry. They wait for him.
Woo!
To make them a hunt.
What a tune. What a
that
tune.
That is so great.
There you
I
go.
Love it. I love
there
it.
There you go. Our public service announcement. Only the way we can do it,
I
right
mean,
here.
Listen, if you could be any animal, wouldn't you want to be a bear? What would you want to be? Oh, you'd be
if
a snail.
If I could be...
Oh, my God.
Is slime and everything.
No, I wouldn't be a snail.
You wouldn't be... What would you be?
Well, if I could be an animal?
Yeah.
Probably a cat.
A cat?
Like a big cat. Like a, you know,
like a mountain lion?
Yeah, like a mountain lion or a cougar or a jaguar, something like that. I'd want to be fast on my feet. You know what I mean?
We all have dreams.
You'd be a sloth.
You can't take my joke against you.
All right, there's our public service announcement.
We did it.
I hope Officer Trolley is proud of us.
I think so.
Giving out this word this morning.
Shoot.
Okay.
Yeah, so. We did our job. Bye.
Halsey tickets coming up at 7:30 this morning.
Bears never give up.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Yep, we are there live, first of all. Then you can get the podcast later on. Go listen to the podcast. Anything you miss on the program, man.
Man,
it's going to be on there. Going to be on there, all right? Easy enough. Today is Friday. The weekend is here. Going to rain today.
Yep.
A little bit of rain.
A little bit yesterday and some lightning and thunder. Very, very frightening.
Maybe some rain tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
Then sunny on Sunday. There's a front that's coming through here. A lot of Oktoberfest this weekend. Vail, Breckenridge, Louisville.
Nice.
Lots of them celebrating. You know, drink up, have a good time, right?
And wear your lederhosen.
What is that?
I don't know. It's those pants, aren't they? I mean, that's that. No, across your chest. Isn't it across your
overalls?
Chest?
Overalls.
Wait. Are they like
overalls?
Carson, yeah. Carson has some.
Yeah.
Isn't it across your chest thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the lederhosen.
It's all one piece.
Oh, okay.
But it's pants too, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're like overalls. Yeah. 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 I got you. Huh.
Okay, then why'd you ask?
No, I didn't know. I just was confirming.
Yeah, it's like, overall shorts.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and you have a pair.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Are you serious? Man.
Yeah.
I wear that when no one's looking. I'm just in my house, just doing laundry,
Wearing lederhosen with a little hat, just walking around, acting like you're whatever.
Bedtime lederhosen. Come on.
It's true. It does have the outfit. It does. Anyway.
There's breaking news this morning, and it has to do with the whole Charlie Kirk thing. It looks like the person that did it has been arrested. They've not announced it yet, officially, but it appears that the person is in custody.
I'm confused about something.
Yep.
So they said that they found the gun in the woods, but if you see the video of him crawling off the roof, he doesn't have a gun.
Weird.
It is weird.
Yeah, there's some things that don't add up.
Yeah.
When you visually.
Yeah.
Now, that could be stuffed down his side of him. I don't know. I have no
idea.
Yeah,
they said he was kind of walking with a limp, kind of.
That was on the way. Wait, but that was on the way there. That was on the way there.
But he would have a gun on the way there, too.
No, you guys are missing my point.
Yeah.
On the way there, he was walking with a limp, right? And then they show a video of him crawling off the roof, and he doesn't have a gun with him, right? Because they said they found it in the woods. And then at the very end of the clip, you see him running. So he doesn't have it stuffed down his leg at all.
Like he was before on the way to the roof.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don't know. Yeah. Have no idea. Maybe he just threw it off into the woods. Who knows? I have no idea. The suspect is Tyler Robinson. He's 22 years old. He's out of Washington, Utah. They say he confessed to his dad. His dad then called authorities. This is according to CNN. His dad called the authorities to tip them off. Then he secured his son until law enforcement got to their house and arrested him.
My guess is that his dad saw the pictures of him because they even AI'd the pictures. I don't know if you guys saw that. When they AI'd the pictures, you're like, oh, dude, you could totally see who this guy is.
Yeah.
And my guess is his dad saw him on television and was like, wait a minute, is that my kid? He confronted his kid and then his kid confessed.
I don't know. Because I don't know. They say he confessed to his dad. This guy was on the run, and after what he did, he knew that when they caught up with him, it was going to be ugly. And so I think that he kind of got really scared and told his dad and was willing to turn himself in. I have no idea. I have no idea. Some of these details will come out later on this morning. According to the source here,
it says the FBI
will do a press conference later this morning to confirm everything that we just told you. So it looks like it's come to an end as far as the man search goes.
That is good news.
For this particular person. Mm-hmm. All right, it's a BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday. We'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next here on the program. And don't forget, Halsey tickets. We'll do that in about 8 minutes. Stand by.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, da, da. Man, I'm so happy it's Friday. Woo-wee.
I think everybody is. It's been an exhausting week.
It has been. Yes, that is absolutely true. All right. I was just looking up some stuff. Okay, let's get to, I don't know, Carson's very worried about Kevin Federline. Very worried. Oh, my God, he's so worried about him. He ran in here. He said, Kevin Federline's so fat. I don't know what that means.
I don't know if we care.
He's got. So the TMZ caught up with him in Hawaii, and he's just walking down the beach or whatever. But he's wearing like this triple XL shirt, which makes it look even worse. But he's got a big old belly, and he's just.
Why are you body shaming? Why are you body shaming?
Why don't you build up other men?
Why don't you build up other guys, man? Come on. He's a dad taking care of his kids.
I understand he's a dad, but you can tell that he does not take care of himself at all.
Jamie, it's these gym rats.
It is gym people.
He's a gym rat, and he likes to shame people like Kevin Federline.
I know.
You know, I don't call it a dad bod. I call it a father figure.
Whoa. Where'd you get that line?
Off a t-shirt. Saw a guy wearing one yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was a big dude. He said, I don't have a dad bod. I have a father figure.
I'm a father figure.
I like that. That's pretty good, huh?
Yep. You should walk outside more often and find some other shirts.
Yeah, saw that on a t-shirt, folks. There's a lot of wisdom on t-shirts.
There are, yeah.
If you think about it. Yeah.
One said, Hope Addict. Instead of dope addict.
Oh, I like that. That's really,
Hope addict.
Hope addict.
That's uplifting. Yeah, it's really inspirational.
It is, right? Yeah, it's really good. All right, anyway, it was last night on which one was that? Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Orange County. What other places?
There's so many of them.
There are so many. My God. All right, anyway, so Kevin Federline, is he out of money now? Like, does she still pay him?
No, he does not get any money from her, but he does. I think he's coming out with his book, his memoirs.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. So he probably got it in advance. Anyway, they caught up with him on the beach in Hawaii. Here he is. Number 6.
Oh, hang on one second.
Sure, yeah, no
problem. Back to that page.
Absolutely no problem.
Okay, so Sam has said something about you. Have you heard what he said?
I'm not too worried about what Sam thinks, but I do love the tagline, professional father.
How do you feel about that? Can you tell us something about that?
I think every father should strive to be a professional father.
Is there anything you wish for Brittany now?
Just happy, healthy, you know. You guys will definitely hear more on that later, too.
So lastly, Kevin, how's Hawaii life?
Oh, that, obviously, it's amazing. Best decision I've ever made in my life.
Is it, Kevin? Is it? Because the word on the street was you moved there to keep the child support going because it's longer in Hawaii, right, than it is in these states. So I don't know. Anyway, he just, I forget how much I don't like him.
Like, look at him.
He does. I'm looking at a picture of him. He's chunky.
Who,
he,
Kevin?
Kevin Federline is chunkalicious. He sure is. Family Feud. I can't believe that Lainey Wilson went on Family Feud. Usually it's like C-list people that show up for the celebrity edition. But Lainey Wilson is an A-list celebrity. Like, she is on her game right now. And but she went on Family Feud. And I guess here's what happened about a name of Britney Spears song that describes you in the bedroom.
Name a Britney Spears song that describes you in the bedroom.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Oh, that Lainey.
I mean, that with the southern accent. Come
it's
on.
Just adorable, right? Oh, I love her, but I can't believe she went on that show.
I know.
Because it literally is C-listers all the time. And she's right now, like, she's the top of on country music right now. So that was kind of crazy. Anyway, Charlie Sheen, a.k.a. Charlie Sheen. We've been telling you about this. It's on Netflix, and it is to be watched. It is. It's a quick watch. The first episode, I think, is an hour, 13 minutes, and then I watched the other one yesterday. I think that's like an hour, 38, something like that. But anyway, and by the way, I love Netflix. I must have paused that thing 80 times yesterday.
Oh.
You know, you can just come back to it, rewind a little bit, remember where you were. It's just a beautiful thing, that Netflix.
Yeah.
Rewind, pause.
At your convenience.
I watched it over like 4 hours. It's really good. Because, by the way, trying to figure out how four girls are getting to Vegas and all, oh my God.
I can't even imagine that headache.
I'm never being a maid of honor again, ever. If somebody asks me, I'll be like, nope. I'm kidding. It's all fine. I love her. All right. Anyway, so here is, we are thinking that Denise Richards still is madly in love with Charlie Sheen. She never got over him. And here is kind of a little bit of proof. Number three.
Sorry, you guys.
Probably just take it.
No, I don't care if they record. It's okay.
I think they should record. I know, but I think
they should. You're doing a docuseries. They should. It's fine. I don't care. Because it's true. If you're going to get the truth, get the truth. The truth is the... It's, I feel like my life with Charlie is three stages. It's the time I met him and married him, then my divorce, and then the aftermath of it. You know, and I'm sorry to get so emotional about it because it was a lot and I've had to hold it together.
You know what was the sad part of it? And I'm not going to give a lot away or whatever. But they also interviewed Brooke Mueller, who was Charlie's like third wife or whatever. Dude, she's on drugs.
Oh, still?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yep. She is. And her poor son, he's like, they're like, well, what's it like to live with Charlie now? And what about your mom? And he's like, well, when my mom's sober, it's pretty cool.
Oh. Hmm.
And her eyeballs are like, she's just like, and she's all fidgety.
She's totally out of it.
Yeah.
It's a terrible answer.
Yeah, it's really, really bad. All right, and then finally, this is embarrassing. This actually happened to a friend of mine once. So have you ever bought like a long bed truck? Is yours long bed right now?
No, I don't think it's considered long bed,
okay.
No.
So I had a friend who actually bought a long bed truck. Not realizing it didn't fit in his garage. Did you guys see this? The Houston Fire Department bought a new ladder truck for $1.5 million, and it won't fit in the garage.
And you probably can't take it back.
Nope, I don't think
so. What are you going to do now? You have to get one of those tents, you know, that you put out over the garage.
Yeah.
But you got to leave the door open now.
The problem is the truck is too long. It doesn't fit safely inside the station's bay due to tight clearances and the driveway slope, so that when they back it in, the ladder of it hits the top.
Jeez.
I know, right? So now they have to renovate the entire fire department.
The person that bought it, you got one job.
One job.
One job.
Oh,
you blew it.
What a bummer. Yeah. Okay, what a bummer.
That's hundreds of thousands of dollars.
$1.5 million.
Yeah. Oh, my
but
goodness.
But then to renovate, I don't even know how much
I have no idea.
Yeah. All right, anyway, there you go. Tabloid Trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I was telling you a story off air.
Yeah.
I'll tell it to you here on air. It's my KFC experience last night.
Yeah, yeah. So, first of all, I thought you liked to cook and not eat out.
I usually do, unless I'm running errands and I don't have time to cook.
Gotcha.
On Thursdays, we have football practice. Oh. We have flag football with Frog.
Yeah.
It just started this week, by the way.
Oh, can I give you a little hint about flag football?
Yeah, what about it?
Okay, because my kid was in flag football.
Yeah.
Just a couple of stitches.
Stitches. You mean like when you get hurt or something?
No.
Like injury?
No, no, no.
What
no,
are you talking
no,
about?
No, just a couple of stitches on that flag to the belt.
Jamie White.
Just
a are you telling me that when Ralphie played flag football, you sewed on the flags?
Well, listen, he wasn't that.
Oh, my gosh.
He wasn't
what
that
a
fast.
Parent.
He wasn't that fast. So he wasn't that fast. So I had to put a couple stitches in it.
Wait. So Ralphie wasn't exactly a speedster on the team.
No, he was not.
So it was easy for kids to catch up with him. So you decided the best thing to do was to sew these flags on your kid.
Well, the first time I tried super glue, but it didn't really work, right? Because super glue is a lie. So then what I figured out is a couple of stitches. Just a couple of stitches.
At this point of the program, my wife and kid are usually listening. Yeah. I hope she does not go the route that you went with Ralph.
Hey, Lisa,
that
just a couple
cheating.
Of stitches.
Lisa,
a couple of stitches in
do
there.
Do not sew those flags off.
Yes, just go ahead and sew them. It makes it real, real hard for those. And they get frustrated, too. And then your kid can just do a turn and spin and then like get out of the tackle. Or the pull.
But I had the flag. I don't know what happened. So yesterday, we had flag football.
Right?
Then we had karate after that.
Oh,
so
it's very busy.
I didn't have time to do any cooking. Okay. So I said, hey, what do you guys want? I'll pick up some food or whatever. My wife and Frog both, they wanted a bucket of chicken.
Nothing better than a bucket of chicken.
Original.
Okay.
You don't get the crispy. You get the original if you go to KFC, right?
Gotcha.
So I go into KFC, and there's a guy at the counter. He and I are the only two in there with Frog, that is. We're the only two in there. And he's standing at the counter, and he's got one of those little snack boxes, you know. And he's got it opened up, and a bunch of crumbled biscuits in it.
He had crumbled biscuits?
Crumbled biscuits in his thing. And he's arguing with this kid that's got a nose ring, piercings, and tattoos. And,
oh, nice.
I mean, they just don't look like they'd have a compatible conversation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, did he look a little like the colonel?
No, he did not look like the colonel, the guy behind the counter. No, he did not resemble.
Okay.
There is a picture of the colonel on the wall.
Right.
They don't, nothing alike.
Okay.
Nothing alike. So the guy is complaining because he got to his hotel room and the biscuits are as hard as a damn rock, he said.
Oh, wait, you're talking to him too?
Yeah, I asked him what was going on.
Wait, you asked him?
Jamie, you know me. I have to be a part of the conversation. I cannot just sit back.
The guy is just talking to
him. I cannot.
Why did you have to get involved?
When I see something like this going on, I need to know what the hell is going on. I might even help facilitate this in some way.
Oh, my God.
You never know. I'm a good negotiator, okay?
BJ getting involved in crumbled biscuits.
I'm like, hey, buddy. Hey, what's going on here? He said, I got to the hotel room and my biscuits were as hard as a damn rock. I said, really? He said, yeah, I'm over there at the so-and-so's. Well, I know the hotel that he's saying.
Yeah.
It's 2.5 miles away. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Oh, wait, this is on him? Wait.
No. Okay. I'm saying to him, so you went all the way to your hotel, opened up this box, two biscuits, and you came all the way back here over two biscuits?
Over two hard biscuits.
Are you kidding me? He goes, yeah, I love their biscuits. I want to make sure that they're right, though. They, you know, you get this all the time. People rip you off all the time. I'm not taking it. And I'm like, okay, whatever. He gets his new biscuits and he leaves, okay?
I can't believe you get involved with people and their biscuits.
Well, he got his biscuits. He got his biscuits.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking, this is the perfect opportunity for me to order extra biscuits.
Because they're fresh now.
Yeah, right. He had to fix his.
It's so a good
BJ
move.
It is a good move.
Mm-hmm. So I order the 20-piece bucket, and I get my sides, and I get home. They forget my macaroni and cheese.
Oh, no.
I'm so mad.
Did you drive back?
No. But it dawned. It's like, I should go back over there. Oh. I should be that guy.
God, I was watching this video earlier on TikTok or whatever. There's this girl and she was drunk and she ordered one packet of hot sauce from Taco Bell for $9.
What?
$9. She wanted a packet of hot sauce.
How do you order it for $9?
From a DoorDash.
And they charge you for the packets?
Well, I think it was for the delivery.
Delivery fees. She probably tipped.
Yeah. Yeah.
$9?
And there's a picture of the guy bringing it, setting it on the carpet. Wow. He takes it. He's an old dude, too. And you can just tell, like, what am I doing? He takes a picture of it, right? And he leaves.
Well, funny you should say that, because I do get even with this stuff. You know, they might have forgotten my macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
But I got so much Diablo sauce.
Oh, nice.
The hot sauce, the honey packets. Because yeah, I put them in the fridge, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I kind of get even. So
I know. Don't you feel like you are screwing them over when you're like...
I do.
Because some Taco Bells have the open, you know, grab.
Oh, yeah, just the troughs of sauce.
You're just like, and you're never going to eat all that.
I use like two of them.
I know. You just put them in there because you're like, yeah, screw you.
I do. I load up on it. I did it last night. Now, it paid me back because I had no mac and cheese when I got home.
Boy, that's a bummer. So I bet kind of lost last night. And was everybody mad at you?
Yeah. I don't eat the mac and cheese. Only they do. They were very disappointed.
Well, yeah, because that really makes the meal.
It's a sad night. It was really sad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday. We are looking so forward to the weekend.
I really am. I was just dancing around. BJ will tell you. I was just dancing around going, it's the weekend.
I've got a busy weekend, man. I'm going to the wedding today.
Yeah.
I've got a football game tomorrow with the flag football.
Flag football.
Yeah, with Frog. And then I've got Tennessee and Georgia at 1:30 tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
You got the Broncos. Oh, by the way.
What? Wait.
I can tell you. Broncos play Sunday.
Sunday. Against
Colts.
The Colts. Thank you.
Indianapolis.
Gotcha.
At that Lucas Oil.
Hey, Peyton Manning retire? Was it Indianapolis or was it the Broncos?
Darn good question. I think both.
Oh, can you do that?
I think he retired officially as a Bronco.
Okay.
But I think it's commemorated in both stadiums. I don't know for a fact, all right. But he played for both. And if you remember last week, Jamie.
What kind of man are you of not knowing that?
Well, I kind of know that both has recognized him.
He retired as a Denver Bronco.
But he retired as a Bronco.
Well, don't act like you knew that. You did a whole thing.
That's exactly how I said. Speaking of being the most accurate person on radio, if you remember last week, I gave out winning picks here on the show. We're not a sports station. We're not that Bet 105.9, nothing like that. But I said last week, take the Tennessee Titans and 8.5 points and you'll win that bet. Or just take the Broncos to win outright and you'll win that bet too. You can get it both ways. And sure enough, boom, it happened.
Yeah, well, okay. Most of us aren't big bettors, so this is kind of a waste of time. Like, the general public pretty much isn't you, pretty much. We don't sit there on our phones and try to...
I feel like everybody's me.
No.
I feel like what I like, everybody likes.
Not that relatable.
Colts are going to win.
Okay.
Broncos are going to lose.
Okay.
Yeah. Why?
Take that to the bank. I'm just saying, if you're looking for an inside tip, folks. Boom.
The knowing. Yeah.
Take the Colts.
I go know it all know stuff. What? All-knowing is what
all-knowing,
I was trying to go for.
All-knowing. Oh my God. Yes.
Yes.
The highly accurate B.J. Harris.
Yeah.
Just gave it to you.
I'm excited because I'm going to the Poke Fest.
The what?
The Pokey Fest.
What's the Pokey Fest?
It's for Pokemon. It's going to be in Loveland. Yeah.
Yeah, Pokemon.
Pokemon, yep.
Yeah.
Going all in Loveland.
Isn't this the second week? There was another big one. Remember in here Aurora. In town two
yeah,
weeks ago?
Yeah, Aurora. Yeah, now they're going to have it in one. Loveland. So yeah. That's my big weekend.
All right, look at you. Go, yep. Go, go. Mm-hmm. Should yep. Be festive.
All right, so I interrupted you. What were you going for?
I was going to get to this TMZ story.
I'm mad at them.
Are you mad at them?
I am mad at them.
I think a lot of people are. Okay?
Yeah, I'm mad at them because they're liar liars, pants on fires.
I think the lie is as big as what they did.
I agree.
Don't you? Yeah, the cover-up.
The cover-up.
I mean, if it happened, admit it. And then maybe take some action against those employees. If you don't know the story, TMZ got caught. They got caught with the announcement of Charlie Kirk being killed, that some people inside their studio, now not everybody, I'll be the first to tell you, but some people inside their studio cheered.
Well, here's what happened. They were doing their live stream. They do their live streaming every day, right? So it's just raw, uncut live streaming. It's not the TMZ show. It's their stream. And so it's really popular. Well, all of a sudden, that guy, what's his name? Charlie.
Harvey.
No, Charlie.
Charlie Kirk. He's the guy that died. Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, passed away, and then there were big cheers in the background, like huge cheers. And then all of a sudden they came to Harvey live and said that he had passed away. And so people were outraged that they were cheering. And even somebody said like, woohoo, like, come on, somebody just died, dude. So anyway, and then Harvey tried to come back and say, oh, they were just cheering because of a car chase. Now I've lived in Los Angeles and there are car chases every 2 minutes out there. And I'm telling you, you never cheer. You just go, oh, cool. They got him or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I mean, there's no
cheering.
There's no cheering.
No, unless maybe he makes a run for it and a bunch of officers tackle him in the road.
You still don't cheer. You're just watching
it.
You're just watching it.
But they come back with this lie they orchestrated. And then someone put together the timeline of the car chase itself and what actually was going on at the time of the shooting and said there was nothing here to cheer about. I mean, these guys are lying, and man, is TMZ catching hell. Here's a lady describing just a portion of it. This thing's really too long. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but just to give you a taste of it.
There's nothing I love more than a good investigation, and I'm coming to you guys with the receipts. Exhibit A, the alleged car chase that they were watching.
Right there on the banner below, you can see it started in Temple City, and we saw that. Go ahead, Philip.
Well, I wanted to let you know that President Trump has said Charlie Kirk has died. So that is the
they're showing timestamps at this point.
About to have with ABC News.
Exhibit B, the giant clocks around their office.
So you get it. You get it. They've been caught, man. And people are calling for the boycott of TMZ. This could ruin them.
I mean, and I will tell you, like, both sides, Democrats and Republicans, are really upset with them.
Yeah, everybody
is. Yeah, everybody's really upset with them because, I mean, listen, I had to look up who the guy is, right? But no matter how you feel, somebody died. I mean, that's the bottom line.
And I honestly think that part of the problem here with TMZ and why they're getting such a backlash is not only the cheering, but how they tried to cover it up with a big fat lie.
I mean, a car chase?
Come on, Harvey, you're a lawyer.
Yeah, get a little more clever.
You get a better argument than that.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, say like somebody like told a joke or something, or somebody just announced they're pregnant and they're like, woohoo.
And honestly, in this day and age of social media and everything, you don't even need TMZ anymore.
Yeah,
I know. TMZ, I mean, they could easily fall off the face of the earth. This thing could be over with. I mean, that TV show, that live stream that Jamie's talking about is the only thing that keeps them afloat.
Well, I unfollowed them, but I just couldn't block them. And it's really, I mean.
What do you mean you couldn't? They wouldn't let you?
No, I couldn't find I could figure out how to unfollow them, which I did, but I couldn't figure out how to block them. I don't know.
Oh, that you don't get their feed at all.
Yeah, because I'm really disgusted. I mean. Gosh, I just can't believe people would cheer for somebody's death. Like, that just seems...
And we've promoted TMZ many times on this show.
I mean, that guy didn't kill anybody.
No.
You know, like, no, I mean, I get it when we cheer for that, whatever that, Osama bin Laden and stuff, yeah. right? Because he killed people.
Yeah.
But don't cheer for somebody that didn't kill anybody, somebody that just had an opinion.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Really. Harvey is doing damage control right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he is.
This guy's in a world of trouble with his TMZ feed. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. The weekend's almost here. It's Friday. Got rain in the forecast today. Maybe a little rain tomorrow. Been sunny by Sunday. It's the weekend.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday. Going to be a pretty good weekend. Lots of things going on this weekend, man. You got Oktoberfest all over the state, pretty much, right?
Yep. Let's see here. What else? Yeah, Oktoberfest. There's it's Snowmass. There's a Balloon Festival. Isn't Snowmass Aspen?
Yeah. Yeah, very close. Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, don't forget the Longmont Fall Home Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Longmont Fall Home Show.
Get out of here. Yep.
I think there's one in Castle Rock. But,
yeah, I think Centennial, too. Not that far away from here. They have the big chalk art.
Oh, they do? Now, let me tell you.
Yeah. It's going to rain.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Isn't that a bad thing?
Yeah, the
I mean, I just saw it this morning, yeah. Centennial. Mm. They got this whole chalk art thing going. They got two streets blocked off. It's a big deal. Yeah. But we're supposed to get a lot of rain later on this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow.
So the pretty picture that's like, will be.
Now
you have to do it audio-wise, like to describe it because, well, you know, we're on the radio.
Yeah.
So again, it'll be like, and then a rain.
There's a good chance you'll see part of their art in the Platte River.
Exactly, exactly.
You'll see chalk going down the Platte River.
Now, let me remind people the good news about home shows. Listen, I'm like the queen of home shows, right? Here's what you do. You go on Sunday, you go like an hour before they close, and then everybody that has displays, they give you all their free plants because they don't want to load them back up. Genius.
Oh, great move.
Yeah, genius. Yeah. All their mums, like, because right
makes
now.
Makes sense. That makes sense, though.
So they'll have all their mums around all their displays. Do you really want to load up 25 mums inside a U-Haul?
Nope.
No, you do not. So so they'll just be like, do you want to just take a few?
Mum for you, mum for you, mum for you, mm-hmm. right? Yes. You get a mum, you get a mum, you get a mum, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. And their sons.
All right, Carson, settle down. Settle down. Carson is just, I'm going to turn your mic down for a second. He is jumping up and down. He goes, BJ.
Like those jokes that, you know, about, did you get it? What?
We got it.
What was it?
The mum joke.
What was it?
Mum's for you and mum's for me.
No, it was a Mumford and Sons joke.
Oh, Mumford and Sons.
Yeah, Mumford and Sons. So you didn't even hear.
Sorry, I missed it. Sounds pretty good, actually.
It was. Anyway, right, what?
Carson's jumping up and down. Okay. He wants us to play these snippets of Ed Sheeran. He's a big Ed fan. Ed's moving to the U.S. Yeah. Carson hopes he moves next door to him.
Yeah.
I mean, he won't shut up about ED this morning.
Well, he doesn't make any sense because he walked in. He's like, it's the best show I've ever been to. And I was like, wait a minute, I thought Halsey was.
Yeah, you're all over the place.
I know,
dude.
But Ed, man, it's like a one-man show. It's literally just him, and he does his own riffs. He loops his tracks himself.
Right.
It's insane.
Jesus.
Like, man, the talent.
You're so caught up in Ed Sheeran.
I don't know if I bring Jesus into this.
Well, I'm getting frustrated.
Oh my God.
I apologize.
You got to get on the Ed train, man.
Yeah.
I apologize.
On the Ed train. Well, he is on the ED train.
Choo-choo. Ed's got a new album out, right?
Yeah.
I don't think Ed, and let me just say this, I think he's taken too long between the last album and this album because he's kind of fallen a bit, I think.
It's been a while. Been a while, but I think, I mean, I was jamming out to this one coming in,
maybe it's the news that's out there today or whatever, but I'm not seeing Ed shared that much right now on social media.
I have mad respect for him because on this one, so remember the last one, people's legs didn't work? Well, now he went with arms.
That's right.
And I really appreciate that because you know what?
He went with arms.
Yeah, like, you know, because when your legs don't work like they used to, and then people that had arms that didn't work, they were like, what about us? And so he went with arms.
Yeah, they felt left out.
Yeah.
Oh, one of these is about arms that don't work.
Yep.
Get out of here.
Sure is.
All right, this is the first one. It's called what? Sapphire or something?
Sapphire.
Sapphire. The lights, your face, your eyes. Brand new. Exploding like fire.
Sapphire.
right?
Catchy.
Yeah, it's a little catchy. Yeah, that's not bad at all. Carson, I'm on board with that.
Okay,
one.
All right.
Let me go find this one here.
This one's
the
arm.
I didn't hear anything about the
arm.
No,
this one's the arm one.
Oh, this is? It's called War Games.
Yeah, and it's about a guy that lost his arms in the war.
No kidding. Blown off, huh? All right, here we go.
Can't arm wrestle anymore?
I know, I did not. I didn't. I did, that's not what I. I mean, I do find it hard to understand the lyrics, but.
Yeah. But I feel that it's not enough
to just offer you my love. Still don't hear anything about arms, though.
That's on you.
Oh, I think I heard arm there somewhere.
All right, I'll stop. I'm sorry.
There you go.
I'm sorry, everybody. I don't know.
We're going to take a break.
Let's do that.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Yep.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
We're on the air. Shh. Hang on. When these lights come on, Jamie, the microphones are on. Stop asking me about Lowe's Christmas sale.
No, it's down here, so I can't see. All right, I can't see the light. No, first of all, Lowe's is having 35% off on all your Christmas holiday must-haves, 35% off. But no, I was asking you off the air about your dishwasher, because I have to get a new one, and I think I want to get the Pificate and something.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's like and something. It's the Pacific.
I've never heard of that.
I think it's only available at specialty appliances. Yeah. Like
I don't know that one. How do you spell that, by the way?
P-F.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
I'll Google that. See if I can find it. I will tell you this. I have a Samsung. And I want to ask a question, okay? And you tell me if you've ever done this. A long time ago, my mom...
Yeah.
She used to tell me that if something was broken in the kitchen or an appliance, whatever it is, and not even just the kitchen, but anywhere in the house, unplug it, let it sit for a couple of days, go back, plug it in, and it will work.
Like your computer?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever in the house.
Before computer, she told you that.
Mm-hmm.
What a smart woman.
She did.
Yeah.
She did on any appliance you have, and it will work again.
That's not exactly true because I've tried it.
Well, I did it just a couple of days ago, and it was the dishwasher. I've got a Samsung, and it is junk, okay?
Wow.
I'll tell you that right now. It's junk, falls apart, doesn't clean the dishes very well. I mean, it's just junk, okay? But it got in a cycle where it got stuck. It got stuck, and it was broken, and it just finally just quit. Nothing, okay?
Yeah, I gotcha.
I unplugged the sucker.
Yeah, like mommy told you to.
Went back 3 days later, plugged her back in. Hadn't had a problem.
Your mom was a genius.
Have not had a problem.
Unplugged it for 2 days. So it takes 2 days?
Anybody else ever done this?
For 2 days?
She said a couple of days.
Couple of days.
This time it was
not
three.
Not just unplug it, wait for, don't they tell you 60 seconds for your cable box, and then you can plug it back? So she told you two whole days. 48 hours.
48 hours.
Wow.
Yep. Hmm. And then it will work again. All you got to do is let her rest, man.
Really?
Let her rest.
That is crazy. Well, I unplugged mine, waited for a couple minutes, and plugged it back in, and that some bitch still didn't work.
Maybe
it
doesn't.
Did you ever find what it is? It's two words.
I don't even know how to Google that.
It's a top, how about Google top dishwashers? Top dishwashers, and it'll come up.
All right.
You know what it is. You've seen it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Oh, it's a Fisher and Paykel. That's what it is.
Fisher and
is
Paykel?
One? Yeah, Fisher and Paykel. Yeah,
I've
that
never
one.
Heard of it.
Yeah, it's a Fisher and Paykel.
Heard of Fisher?
Oh, my God, it's $3,000?
Yeah.
It's $3,000.
Sounds good.
It's double, though. It's got double drawers.
It does have double drawers. Yeah. I had it in California.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, $3,000. Would you pay $3,000 for a dishwasher?
I probably did, and it's junk. I don't know what I paid for this damn thing.
Oh, my God.
It's frustrating.
It is frustrating.
All right, let me get to Uber real
quick.
Sorry
about here. That. It's Fisher and Paykel. There was no drive me crazy. Can't remember.
Try and Google that. See what you get.
I know. My God. What?
Uber.
Yes.
Get out of the helicopter business. What are you doing, Uber? You're just asking for a disaster here. It's going to happen, okay? Helicopters are very dangerous, Uber. They're a dangerous vehicle, okay? I don't know why you're in the helicopter business, but they announced it yesterday.
Uber's ride-sharing service is going airborne. Yeah, the company says it's partnering with Joby Aviation to add helicopter rides to its app next year. The air taxi service recently purchased Blade Air Mobility, a company that transports passengers by chopper and plane in a deal worth $125 million. A spokesperson for Joby Aviation tells CBS News Money Watch that the company does not have details on routes or pricing at this time, but believes airport connections will be appealing to consumers.
It'll be that Manhattan ride, New York, you know, the whole thing.
I could see you using it.
Oh, for sure. I'd love helicopters.
You'd do it. You'd do it from your house to the airport, helicopter. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But that's not this. These are the East Coast ones that people,
Well, they're thinking that it would spread across the country, though, that eventually you could get a helicopter to go to the airport if you wanted to.
I don't know
if that's going to happen or not, but, I mean, they're looking at the future here. I just don't know if I'd trust one.
Well, you didn't listen because they're already like hooking up with established companies. They're not like getting old Joe Schmo over there with his Bell helicopter.
Yeah, an old retired pilot.
They're still going to be, in charge of all the maintenance and everything.
No, they're not.
I don't like helicopters, period.
It's already aviation companies.
There's nothing they can do that I would be
right with. Just adding their app.
Yeah. There's nothing. I mean, I might would get in a Coast Guard helicopter. They look kind of safe, maybe a military, but other than that, they just don't seem safe to me.
Did you guys see that in Las Vegas, they just launched a Zook? They've been practicing. I know if you've gone to Vegas, you've seen the it's like this big square van that drives around with nobody in it, right?
Yeah.
And they've been working with it and testing it and working with the LiDAR and stuff. Well, now it's officially launched on an app, and right now it's free.
Now, here's what I don't understand, though. Does it have to stop at various places? Is it a ride share?
Yeah.
When you get in, you may have to do about five or six stops.
It has only six stops in Vegas. It only picks you up in six different, like a bus stop.
Vegas would work because hotel to hotel, hotel in the strip, right?
Right. Yeah.
Easy enough.
Yeah, so that's what they're doing. It's called Zook. It's a robo-taxi. And my kid and I, last year, we watched it riding around and everything. We're like, holy crap, it looks crazy. It's a van. And nobody's you sit facing each other. You've sat across from people on a bench, and you just drive around.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
It feels like, to me, that it would be a lot like the rail system they have out there, only it's on the streets now.
Yeah, so I don't know. I feel like people get drunk and step in front of it, make it stop all the time. right?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Do you ever order, because I don't, but I don't take an Uber or Lyft that often. Do you ever order the ones where you share a ride?
Nope.
Me either.
Like you have to make a stop or something?
Yeah.
It's a lot cheaper, but I've never done that one.
I don't think a lot of people use that part of it. Maybe they do. I don't know.
Well, it is a lot cheaper. So maybe they do.
For your inconvenience.
Yeah,
I don't know, though. I mean, to me, you're like me, and I think that we all want to just get from point A to point B.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I don't want to go from here to Aurora and have to go through Castle Rock, okay?
You know what's interesting is I've taken the train or whatever it's called, our light rail.
Light rail.
Yeah. I've taken it before, but now because of all the crime and stuff, I'm leery of this. Would you guys now get on a light rail?
Yeah.
I think so, because I feel comfortable doing it because I'm coming from south. So if I got on it like Ridgegate and rode it all the way down to like Ball Arena or Empower Field, I'd feel comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I'd ride it.
I have this like... I have anxiety.
I feel more comfortable when I know there's going to be a lot of people on it. So for like a concert or a Broncos game, right? It's packed.
Yeah.
So I think
that I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
right?
You feel better with numbers.
Yeah.
If it was 2 a.m., I probably wouldn't get on it.
I know.
I'd feel more
because my girlfriend she takes it everywhere, and I'm like, aren't you like feeling? Because she works downtown, and she's like, I don't even think about that. You know, she's like, crime happens everywhere all the time. I'm like, oh, okay, all right, it's just me then.
Yeah, I don't think I would think about it. I don't know. You know, if you, I mean, I'm never downtown with the bar closing at 2 a.m. or anything
that.
But if I were to use it to go downtown, in an afternoon or early evening, I got no problem with it. Or it appears that it's somewhat safe.
I'm with Carson, like being alone at 2 a.m. and those creepy people get on there.
Yeah, or even late at night, like 10 o'clock, I wouldn't feel comfortable doing it.
Yeah, it's a different ballgame then.
Yeah.
When the lights go off. Yeah, you need to be home in bed,
nothing
pal.
Nothing happens good after 10
p.m. BJ Jamie Morning Show. Rain in the forecast today and tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. We are live everywhere, and you can get the podcast. Anything you miss on the program today, you go get it. Go get it on the Odyssey app. Free.
Free, 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 free.
Free app for your phone. Busy weekend coming up. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of events out there. You've got Oktoberfest in the mountains. You got also in Louisville, you got Oktoberfest. A lot going on.
You know what's troubling to me?
What?
That, I mean, it's the weekend, right? And yep. Everybody's got stuff going on. But it's troubling to me that you're excited to sit on your ass.
Well, not the entire weekend, though.
No, but there's you were talking
about. I've got a football game on tomorrow afternoon, and then I got one on Sunday afternoon. Yeah, so those are the two.
Yeah.
But I'm excited about that.
I know. You were telling me off the air how excited you were.
I'm a football fan.
You are a football fan.
I'm a football fan. I don't like to go to a sports bar. No. Don't want to watch it with a bunch of people.
No.
I'd rather watch it on the big screen right there in my house.
Yeah.
And so there are certain games that I earmark, and I tell my wife, I got to see this game.
Right.
And this weekend is one of them. Yeah. I'm going to watch the Tennessee-Georgia game, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to watch the Broncos take on the Colts on Sunday afternoon. But other than that, I'm on the go pretty much.
Well, I know. Yeah.
I got a lot to do.
Well, you
got flag football with my son.
Sitting.
Is sitting?
You'll be sitting.
Oh, no. I roam the sidelines. Oh, I tell these kids what to do. Oh, Jamie, I'm that coach on the sideline that the coaches hate.
Can I tell you something about all that you probably aren't aware of because you're not in the mom groups, you know, because you're a dad, right?
Right.
Check out those moms with Starbucks cups.
What about them?
That's not Starbucks in there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like it.
I mean,
liquored up moms.
I'm just telling you. I know that they all have the Trenta, you know, big cups, you know, and they sit there and they act like they're, and they even put their hands around it like it's warm and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
They're like, coddling it.
They want you to think
it's
that
their booze.
They want you to think that no, they want you to think they're warming their hands. They're not. They're not at all.
My neighbor,
oh my God, I literally thought I didn't know this. My neighbor was always had a Starbucks cup on the deck in this old house I lived at. And then I was telling my girlfriend, I was like, man, she spends so much money on Starbucks. It's crazy. Yeah. She's always on the deck drinking a Starbucks. And she's like, you're dumb. And I was like, why? She's like, that's wine in there. She just didn't want her daughters to know.
Like, oh, it's a great disguise.
It is a great disguise, yeah. Right? Comes with the
you
got to
have your drink. Oh, you see it a lot with trick-or-treating, too.
Oh, yeah. That's
trick-or-treating.
Yeah. Everybody that comes to your front door, every adult's drinking coffee.
I mean, yeah. And or either that or the kids get candy and the adults give the adults like shooters.
Oh, I gave,
that's
out,
my favorite.
I gave out shooters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that. So, yeah, the kids get candy and then what are those hot, the balls?
Fireball.
I gave
Fireball,
I
baby.
Gave,
fireball. Yeah. Fire it up.
Yeah, and then the parents, you could see like they'd wait and they're like, all right, Tammy, I'll be right there. And then they'd be, here, will you keep the shooter? I'm like, yeah, I got it. Thanks. Like, thank you so much. Yeah, it's a
man,
thing.
It's not that long till Halloween's going to be here.
That is
man,
true.
Things are starting to really roll into the fall here.
Did you guys see the skeleton that pops? It looks like it's popping out of your roof. Have you guys seen that? Oh my God, it's so good.
Really?
Oh my God.
Where do you get this?
Well, you get it online, and it's a skeleton head, and then you have to put black flaps all around it. Like these, it comes with these black flaps.
Like it's a coffin?
No, like it's tearing out of your
like it's erupting out of your roof. Yeah,
yeah, it's coming out of your roof.
No way.
That's
yes,
cool.
It is so cool. You guys gotta get it.
Gotta get it.
There's so many cool like
I know, right?
There's like a 15-foot. It's a scarecrow. Skeleton, but he's got like a pumpkin face at Home Depot. I want it so bad.
How much is it?
I think it's like $399,
$299. Jeez. So expensive. Yeah.
That'd be so cool popping out of the backyard, though.
You gotta get it. You know what? FOMO.
No. Listen.
I mean, not FOMO. What's the YOLO?
YOLO.
FOMO YOLO.
I got no money for that.
It's a credit card. It's only $10 a
month.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
She used to went through that whole car fiasco. Yeah, you had no money for decorations,
I got no money.
Right?
That's right. I forgot. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You're one of those people. If
one
there's
of those
something
people.
On
Here
the
we
free,
go.
If there's something on the free table, he will take it, even if he doesn't. He just collects free crap, even if he doesn't need it.
I've often said, free is me. That's my motto in life.
So
I like free.
Listen to this, you guys. So he's like, oh my God. I'm getting a new Dell computer.
Oh, my Lord.
I go, wait, you're getting a Dell? Like, first of all, you're an Apple guy. And you're like, no, but it's free. It's free. It's fully refurbished. I'm getting a brand new computer. So it's not brand new. It's refurbished, right? Well, yeah, so, but it's all new parts and stuff. So, no, it's probably, he just probably cleared the cache or whatever. No, it's, he put like a new processor in it, or did he really? Well, I don't know.
It's not cache, it's cash.
A. Anyway, so then he said.
Listen.
Let me finish. It's my story.
All right, then I've got something to say.
And then I go. What the hell are you going to do with a desktop computer? It's just more crap in your house. Well, I'm going to, I said, what, you're going to make spreadsheets? You don't even know how to make spreadsheets. You don't know how to make graphs. You don't, what are you going to do with an old Dell computer? Well, you don't know.
Can I make a statement now? Am I allowed to talk?
Yep, just more junk in your house.
This is more in line with people that are, you know, that come on to Texnado. Does anyone out there feel sorry for me?
No.
That I work with her.
He's just
that
taking
I have
home
to sit here and
free.
listen to wah, wah, wah,
old
wah,
Dell
wah,
computer
wah, in the background.
Do you think he knows
I
how to do a spreadsheet?
No. Every day.
He doesn't. What are you going to do? All right, so why don't you tell the folks?
I'm going to paint shop and do things like that. Or
paint shop?
Photo. What's it called? Paint shop? I'm going to paint shop. That's what I'm going to do. Where you take pictures and you doctor them around and you make things. And I'm going to put your face on a horse's butt. That's what I'm going to do.
And then what are you going to do with that?
I don't know. Share it.
Because you know you share don't have it. Photo paper, so you're not going to print it.
No. Oh, I wonder if I can get a printer.
Oh, my God.
Man, they had this lottery.
No,
Let me explain this, okay?
Can you tell me three things you're going to do with a desktop computer? Three things. I'll wait.
Well, I'm going to hook it up to a monitor.
Okay.
That's one. Then I'm going to turn her on after I plug it in, that is.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's three right there. And then I'm going to let her boot up, and I'm going to say, I wonder what's going on here. That's right after.
Yeah.
That's right after I run that line that goes through the to the phone jack.
Oh yeah,
the old dial up internet.
Dial up. Oh my God, what are you researching? Things to do on your desktop?
No, I'm looking for my dial up here.
I hear this, when I take this computer home here from the radio station, mm-hmm. and I get her all hooked up, and then, boop, I flip the switch. Then I'm on the internet.
Oh my God.
This is me in my room at home.
I don't even understand where you're taking more junk on.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
The new computers that we have don't even work. So you expect a refurbished one to work from here?
Exactly. And it's an old Dell.
Boy,
like an
attitude.
Old Dell. Right. And it doesn't even have a new processor.
All right, here's what happened. Our engineer here put out an email yesterday. Mm-hmm. He rebuilt five big stack tower type computers, right?
Did he really?
Yeah. And all five of those were up for grabs according to the company. The company said, go ahead and give them to the employees. First come, first serve. Boom! I just so happened to be online on my email when it came out, and BJ got one.
I had an Aunt Eunice.
You're just jealous. That's what it is. You guys are jealous.
No, I have a desktop Apple that I never even turn on.
Well, I'm just saying you're wanting a Dell bad.
I had an Aunt Eunice, and we used to make fun of her because if people had free stuff on the side of the road, she would always be like, Earl, get the truck. I just saw the neighbors had something sitting out in front of the house. You're Aunt Eunice and Uncle Earl.
I'm not Eunice.
You're Eunice and Earl. Yeah. You are.
If there was a stapler on the free table, you'd take it.
That no one, anybody on Textnado right now would tell you that they would take it too. It's a beautiful tower computer.
A Dell free. Free old 1980.
No, it's refurbished, rebuilt.
Really?
Yeah.
We don't have the best technology in this building.
You guys just don't get it.
Because he has that kind of time to rebuild stuff and give them to you.
You guys just don't get it.
He's just clearing out the junk.
Did you just say we don't get technology like you?
You don't get technology like I do. You know, once this thing's plugged in and we're ready to go, and I get my dial up, I'm going to be on the internet. You guys are going to be left in 1975. Okay? Not with BJ.
Is this tabloid trash?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, music's playing, isn't it?
All right, well, there you go, tabloid trash.
No, I want to be honest about something.
Yeah,
here.
What? You are
anybody,
cheap as hell.
Hang on a second.
Sure.
Does anybody feel sorry for me? I have to put up with this every single day with her. I'm pointing at her right now.
What do they call
Four
you, like,
hours a day I have to deal
what
with
is that,
this.
That show?
It's not fair.
The Pack Rat show? What's that called?
Hoarders Buried Alive.
Yeah, you are that guy. Hoarders Buried Alive. You're that guy. You have to crawl over stuff and you can reach the ceiling.
People want to rescue you, they can't even get in the house.
All right. It's Friday. It's the Eunice and Jamie show on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This world, I swear.
First of all,
people are just, I don't know, man.
Let me do a little recap of a few things, if you don't mind.
All right.
First of all, okay, so I use this laundry service called Front Range Laundry, and it has changed my life. It is amazing. And so I was telling BJ that he needs to get, he bought those stupid ass Bombas socks.
No, they were given to me as a gift. I'd never buy them. They're too expensive.
They're very expensive. And he's telling me how he lost one.
First time I wore it.
And they're $20 for a pair.
I wore this pair of socks, the Bombas. Everybody's raving about the Bombas.
It's a little hug for your foot.
Yeah. They're $10 a sock. Okay. I broke it down. It's $10 a sock. Now I wore them once.
Yeah.
I can't find the mate.
So I just went on Amazon and I bought him a mesh bag. I use it for socks. You just throw all your socks in the mesh bag and you throw it in the washer. And he's like, that'll never work.
Well, you don't understand, Jamie. I'm in a household.
By the way, this is Sock Talk.
With a woman.
You're on the air.
And with a 7-year-old.
Yeah.
Two dogs.
Yeah.
Gus.
I threw all my son's socks in the mesh bag. And then they come out together.
I'll give it a try.
Okay.
I'll give it a try.
I bought you a mesh bag.
I just don't think it's going to work for me.
It's going to be great. You're going to love it. So then we move on from that. Now, Powerball Pete is trying to... trying to do everybody's job. He's like, hey, I got to, here's some stuff you guys should talk about. Shut up, Pete.
On a daily basis, I run across some really interesting stuff. If you want to, I can start sharing them with the show so that you guys have got more content.
Right.
Oh, shut up.
He shares more than enough with us
acknowledge. And he's like, why didn't you do Alice Anarchy? Everybody's in a bad mood. It would have been happy. It would have been really happy. So then I just ignore him. Now I'm scrolling through my phone and I say to BJ, did you know that Prince Harry saw his dad. He saw his dad again. And then that just went so sideways.
Folks, I've been saying
this.
I have been saying this for 2 years, okay?
It was me.
At some point, it always happens.
I've been saying,
when a child and their parents have an out. No, not every time, but a lot of times, okay? Falling out, okay? You often regret it.
You do.
At some point in life, you think, you know what? It's only going to be my only parent in this world. I better make this up.
He hasn't seen King Charles for 19 months.
Yeah.
And almost 2 years.
He's starting to miss. Not only that, Harry's got to be missing the lifestyle of being in the UK.
That's not what you said. All right, that's not
he's got to start
You know what you said? I'd get away from that bitch, too. That's what you said.
Yeah, Markle. Meghan Markle.
I'm just going to be honest.
I'd get away from her, too.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
And then?
But then.
Yeah. Go ahead. He started singing. He freaking started singing.
Yeah. Started singing. Daddy, I'm coming home. Because I think he misses his dad, Charles, the king. And he misses being over there with those horses out front and those guys that faint all the time. He misses all of that. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe we should play a little tribute. How about we play Daddy, I'm Coming Home? It's a great song. Plus, Aussie fans get a kick out of it.
Mama.
You know?
It's Mama.
It's Daddy today. Here we go.
Times have changed. The times have changed. Here I come, but I ain't the same.
Here we go. Listen. Oh, Daddy, I'm coming home.
I'm going home.
King Charles.
I'm going home.
You could have been a better friend to me.
I said, Daddy, I'm coming home. Those horses, they stand out front. Those guys, they faint. Fall off of them over there at that palace. Ozzy fans, you gotta love this. Daddy, I'm coming home. Here we go.
Woo! You made me cry. You told me lies. But I can't stand to say goodbye. Daddy, I'm coming home.
That a boy Carson, you're doing now.
I could be right, I could be wrong. It hurts so bad, it's been so long.
Daddy,
I'm coming home.
It's horrible, you guys. There we go, yay! Woo!
BJ and Jamie. Good morning. All right, we gotta go.
You are exhausting.
A lot going on this weekend.
You're exhausting. Like, literally, I'm so happy to have a break from you for 3 days. Ugh.
Really? Exhausting. Oh, and you're a cupcake.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's see. Anything we need to mention? Oh, what? Bar Bingo.
Oh, it's not happening tonight. Yeah, yeah.
It's not happening
tonight. Don't show up downtown. No, don't go there.
Unless you want to watch a football game. They will be showing that down there.
I am not supporting them.
I'm not supporting them either. I'm just saying there's a football game. Don't go. Don't go down there. Whatever you do. Even if you like football, don't go. Go somewhere else. Have a great weekend, Jamie.
Yes, you too, Carson. You know what? BJ Harris.
Well, thank you.
You have a great weekend. I hope you find that other Bamba sock.
Yeah, it's going to be peachy all weekend. Going to be fun. I'm telling you,
it's going to storm. The leaves are turned backside. Yeah. You know how you can see the other side of the leaves? That means it's going to storm.
Right.
And it smells like crayley.
Oh.
Yeah. That's when you know.
It's coming in from the north.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Get
is.
That blow, downwind.
It's yep. blowing greely yep. down here.
It is blowing greely. I've done that.
Yep.
What?
We got to go.
Yeah. It's
you guys have a great day. Go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
Go Broncos. Go Buffs.
Yeah.
Woo! Buffs CSU too. Doesn't play this weekend.
Okay. Good.
They're on
All right. Can we break. Just go ahead and wrap it up?
Yep. Yeah. We're done. Bye.
Right. Love you, people. Mwah!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.